Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with a 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Tropical Storm Harvey. Harvey's been strengthening this morning. The satellite presentation has improved quite a bit. We've had the Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft in there, and they found that the maximum winds have now increased up to about 60 miles per hour. We expect additional strengthening, and we do expect Harvey to become a hurricane by Friday. Harvey's now moving off to the north-northwest at about 10 miles per hour, and it's currently about 335 miles southeast of Port Mansfield, Texas. We expect Harvey to continue moving generally northwestward towards the Texas coast over the next couple of days and approach the coast within the hurricane warning area that extends from Port Mansfield up to Matagorda during the day on Friday. We expect conditions to begin to deteriorate within the hurricane warning area earlier in the day. We expect tropical storm conditions to start in that area during the daytime on Friday. So one of the big threats from Harvey is going to be very heavy rainfall. We're expecting widespread rainfall totals across much of South Texas, the Texas coast, to be 10 to 15 inches. And we could see isolated areas that have rainfall totals as high as 25 inches. And that could cause some life-threatening flooding in that portion of Texas. We're expecting Harvey to basically stall out near the coast or just inland as we go through the weekend and into the early portions of next week, and that's going to prolong the heavy rainfall threat. Another hazard associated with Harvey is storm surge, and we have a storm surge warning in effect from Port Mansfield to San Luis Pass, and in these areas we could see storm surge inundation as much as 5 to 7 feet above ground level everywhere you see this dark pink color. In those areas, you should be prepared to follow any advice that you get from local officials about evacuations or storm preparations. Today, as I said, is going to be the day to get ready for Harvey as conditions will begin to deteriorate on Friday. In these pink areas south of Port Mansfield and from San Luis Pass up to, including the Houston area and up to High Island, we have a storm surge watch in effect, which means there's the possibility of life-threatening inundation from storm surge in the next 48 hours, and preparation should be made in those areas as well. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 7 a.m. update on Tropical Storm Harvey.